flawed premise number two. My parents, because they were here long before I was born, and because they are my parents, know better than I do what's right or wrong for me.
You did not intend to use the opinions of your parents to measure against your beliefs, desires, or actions in order to determine the appropriateness of them. Instead, you knew, and still remembered long after you were born, that it was the relationship between the opinion or knowledge of the source within you and your current thought in any moment that would offer you perfect guidance in the form of emotions. You did not intend to replace your emotional guidance system with the opinion of your parents, even if they were in harmony with their emotional guidance system in the moment of their trying to guide you. It was much more important to you to recognize the existence of your own guidance system and to utilize it than to be deemed correct by or to find approval from others. Much of the imbalance that people feel long after they leave the immediate environment of their childhood home stems from the impossible effort of replacing their own guidance system by seeking approval from their parents. Your feeling of freedom is trampled whenever you try to align with the opinion of someone outside of you, that is, your parents, rather than aligning with the vibration that comes forth from within you, that is, your inner being. Of course, it is possible to have a wonderful, effective relationship with your parents if you first find the alignment between you and you. But unless you have achieved alignment between you and you, no other relationship can be a good one.